Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality, and Cowboy Wisdom and Cowboy Wisdom Radio. Tonight, I really want to talk about the lack of leadership in our personal lives, and the leader of our personal lives is us, but it really comes down and opened me up today when I realized how the society, interacts with each other. And we really watch how the politicians and the leaders, and even as far as the movies and everything go, it's kind of the way we entertain ourselves. It's, we really want to be the underdog and come in and ride in and be the hero in the end. And actually that embellishes and ingrains the same old stuff. It doesn't allow us to open up and do the new things in life. It keeps us in the same old thought patterns and keeps us just doing everything the same. We don't get nothing new out of it. And it really comes down to us being stuck in the mundane. And that's where we're at in life. How do we stay stuck in the mundane? And we try to overdo and do everything and do it, but we don't allow ourselves to be the leaders of our own life because we're waiting to be led. How does that happen in our life? And how have you allowed that to do everything and just become entrenched in the old stuff? And that's what we are. We're really ingrained in staying the same. We stay the same in the way we look at life. And so to move forward, where do we become more ingrained in ourselves? And we start using the stains in our mind rather than the ordained omnipotence of ourselves. And that is where we stay hidden in yesterday. So how are we stuck in the lack of leadership within ourselves? And that's kind of where we become hung up in our lives. And if you watch the politicians today, you will see they have a very ineptness about talking to each other and doing things with each other. They have to stay on the same pattern. And nothing in the same pattern ever goes forward. And how does the way the politicians talk in the right wing, the left wing, the independents, their way has to be the right way. And yet, a president never falls below 15% approval rating. Because that's all there is. There's 15% on the left and 15% pretty much on the right. And the rest of us are center right. I believe we're more a little bit more conservative in the fiscal end and a little more on the liberal on the innovative side. And that's the way it should be. But how are people running work afraid to do things with us and start expanding who we are and living the dream of yesterday. But as we move forward through this, life becomes ingrained in a bolder new way and understand that life is about the engaging of the sagaciousness within ourselves. So as we go through this and we start really embellishing and relishing who we are, how does that open us up to the leadership? Once we realize we quit complaining about the leadership of the world, and even in the workplace today, we lack leadership in the management positions to move our life forward. How do you see that in the place you're involved in? But how is that in your personal life and really got you ingrained in what isn't right and what isn't moving forward? And that is where we're at. So what happens when life begins a new way for us? What happens when we stop being involved in ourselves so much and we start being involved in the wisdom within us? So when we developed and evolved, how does a revolutionary result within us always doing what we need? But here's something else that really ingrains the selfishness, the unselfishness within us. So once we open up and we begin this new journey into the leadership values of ourselves, how do you value yourself as a leader? Or are you kind of just one of them that follow and wait for somebody to help you and move on with everything, rather than being the leader and the developer and the one ingraining yourself in the newness of life? See, a leader is a listener, an erudicated savant. See, the people in the leadership today really look down upon the workers of the world. Today, we're so worried if business is making money, we've letting go of what really got us the American dream, was the quality of life that the unions started, and the unions have lost their way. Everything we do has become so ingrained and involved around money, we forget that money is the energy of wisdom. Money comes from innovation and wisdom and everything else. So how are we so caught up in looking at the leaders, waiting for the entitlement program, seeing what kind of tax breaks we get, rather than really step forward, look at ourselves, and really play the game and get excited about being the leader of our life? How do we allow the politicians to think we're staying safe when they take our sovereignty away from us? Would a leader that trusts his ability really take the sovereignty away from us? Or would they start seeing how they can do it without taking the freedom? Everybody is looking for safety, and everybody's worried about everything that's going on in the Middle East. Isn't that just a ingrained, subconsciously ingrained disrespect for themselves because they feel they ain't respected in the world? And now we're looking and we're throwing the Muslims all into it, but it's just certain people. It's just like our prisons everywhere. There is good and bad in all of it. In all of us, there's good and bad. Oh, and I want to send out my condolences to all the people in France for the unethical thing that happened in France last week. You know, that isn't ingrained. The people that did the shooting, have an ingrained pain of the thinking they have to inflict pain in order to go move forward. And how is that in our life today? And how does that play out in the way we do things today? Even in our personal lives, it plays out that way. So, as we move forward, we got to go forward in a different way and really open up to understand that life is an engaging situation of infatuation with who we are in our inner selves. Life is an entertainment, but we become stained in yesterday, and that's where we stay. Is just stuck in the muck of yesterday rather than the flow and the glow of the newness of today. Because every day has newness. We just are in the same thought patterns. And we stay stuck in that thought pattern. But what is the thought pattern you have? And how's the thought pattern? When you are a leader, you don't have to worry about what other people are thinking or how they do things. All you have to be is open to your own abilities and listen to your inner selves. And that is where we become so involved in everybody else's life, because it's not what it is. And a lot of times today, it isn't the person that knows what they're doing. It's the best ass kissers are the ones running the work or getting a management position. I got in union in 1990, and I still work as a union electrician. Today, we couldn't do what we did because we don't have the people qualified to run work that are running work. Now it's about hiding and taking the craftsmanship away from us. And that's where we're at. And how is that going through from the president all the way down? And Russia today just mobilized troops and doing other things. How is war an outmodeled way to attain peace and prosperity? And with the price of oil going down, what other choice does Russia have but to energize something and really put the oil companies and, I mean, put themselves back into prosperity by starting a conflict? We got to really open up here and understand it's individuals that will be peaceful, that will do the peace, prosperity, and all the good. How are we so ingrained? If somebody does something wrong, war is it. And how do we do things like Saddam Hussein when he invaded Kuwait? He knew what was going to happen. But was he the one running it? Or was it somebody else pulling the strings and he took the brunt of it? And he was the one being blamed for it. I mean, how is that? Is that the way it is? Is that the way it's not? Or what? So as we open up and see that leaders lead by understanding and show a prospering prowess in the way they talk to the people, and they understand the quality of life. And how have we let go of the quality of life just to have money, the fancy house and stuff? And I've done it. I've done a lot of things I should never have done. But it isn't that. I'm still standing here today to see how it plays out. and to see how it goes and what we're going to do and everything else. But how do we get so unwound and bound in everything that we forget that we can understand we do encompass the stuff that everything is? So what happens when we quit playing the game of blame and waiting for the entitlement program to come out? And what happens when we really start doing what is right for us and everything else, but we never come engaged in what other people do? We see how they can facilitate our life instead of seeing where life is going to end up. How do we focus so hard on the end, we forget there's a journey in there to expand us in there? How do you hold the outcome in the mind's eye and enjoy the daily life that is going to expand you and do things for you? Today, life is about seeing what we can get from others rather than see what we can give to the world to get what we desire. We're so afraid of the desire within us. We live for somebody else, and we do things for everybody else because we desire, we want to be loved by them rather than loved by ourselves. So what is it that we really stay away from and we really get caught up in the silliness of life? And we get caught up in trying to fit in rather than understanding we do encompass the sand and the grit and all the grit and get to do what we desire. So what happens when we start engaging and we start listening to our inner self and see what's happening and seeing where we do this? So how are you afraid to be the leader of yourself rather than let somebody else, rather than be the disenabling entitlement to your life? How do entitlement disable people to move forward? And how do they become on allowing somebody else to do it for them? So as we do this and life becomes an unscrambling amble of gamble, how are you the gambler holding all of the royal flush and the rest of the world is holding a kangaroo straight where nothing matches? See, we all hold a kangaroo, a royal flush, but we're so afraid to use it that it goes away from us. And how is it that ass-kissers seem like they get ahead, then all of a sudden they pull the carpet out from under them, and then they're having to live and make it without the person that was enabling them, and they become disembarked and disengaged from where they're at? How is people that stand up for themselves always engaged in staying right where they're at? You notice that? People with the savvy. Michael Jordan was a big one on that. He had the willpower to do it, and he also allowed his teammates to play. But when it was really time for him to rise and shine, Michael stood to the test of time. He was fun to watch on a basketball game. And he could defy gravity to me, because I watched him do some pretty spectacular things. But it wasn't until he got a supporting cast of Pippen, Kukoc, all them guys, It wasn't until he got them he became the superstar. Because nobody can do it alone. It seems like people want a leader and need a leader, but don't really understand why the leader is so important. And sometimes the person you think is the leader of a team isn't. There's always a silent leader on a team. I mean, there's somebody that nobody knows, doesn't know what he does, but yet, without him, they would not be a winner. How is that in your life? Who are you afraid to listen to be the winner in your life? Life isn't what it is. But life will deal you lemons until you get lemonade. And if you're not where you're supposed to be, they're really going to wheel and deal it to you hard and get it done and do it. But life is so much more than you'll ever know, because we're afraid to understand our talent. We're really afraid of who we are. We think we have to be somebody besides who we are and what's happening there. So when it comes and it does this, what happens in life? And how does it really open us up to do what life never taught us to do? Because life is an engendering thing and really an open wisdom to expand through life and get it done. How is it that life will always be in the flow of the glow and getting it done? It's when we are afraid to get it done or accept what life has for us, that's when we become the stressed out person in life. And when that happens, we really stop to look in the plane and doing what we have to do. So what is it that you're afraid to do that you really want to do? So what is it that you really desire? And how are you going to be the leader and really expand through it and get it done? As I move forward and go through this, I'm starting to really understand that life has never dealt me sour apples. It dealt me applesauce, sweet applesauce, but I was afraid to eat the applesauce because I had to be right. And I thought I was entitled to more because of some things that happened in my life. And that was the biggest fallacy I've ever lived. And how is that the world today? People are always looking and wanting somebody else to do it, but yet it's time for us to step to the plate and get it done ourselves. So as I do this and I really move forward, life becomes an entertaining operation of inflatus apparatus. And inflatus is an ascending situation. But that is what's happening there. And that's how we do things in a bolder, better way. But see, life doesn't become anything more than what we make it. But if you really have a more of a free spirit and an energy of enterprising synergy, people really stay away from you and they really become afraid of you. Because confidence is a different thing, and people really, they have a different opinion of confidence. Some people think it's arrogant, but it's really not. Confidence is about playing the game and getting involved in everything. So as we move forward, life is getting to be fun, and we're getting it done and we're having fun. But we're really moving forward to understand that life is a blessing of gifts we're a giftedness, we're gifted blessing to the world. But how are you afraid of your gifts? See, a gift has got a galvanizing leader in it. You see the leadership, the Maharashi, the Madhama, the emperor, the king, and all the sort of sovereignty were within you to move your life forward. So how are you afraid to be all that and a little bit more even? So where in your life are you afraid to be the leader? And, you know, you don't have to get along with everybody. You just have to make sure you're facilitating it your way. And as you're just thinking you're not, you may be. So what happens when you choose to engage that inner sage of yourself? Because it's the internal apparatus that really is the afflatus acuity that you really want to put forth. It's an opulent omnipotence. Omnipotence. If you want to be unconquerable, innovative, pleasurable, and you want to be funny to be around, and you really got to move forward to understand that life will engage you in many different things, even though you think it won't. So let's just allow ourselves the time and energy. And I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. I'm a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner. I'm a visionary vocabulary. I use the words expand, energize, enterprise, and experience rather than change, heal, create. So how are we going to open ourselves up to play in a bolder game in our own life? And that's what Cowboy Wisdom Hypnotherapy. I'm a dream sculptor, and I got a seminar. I walk in wisdom to expand through life in a striving aliveness, because the inner aliveness, the intra aliveness is where life is, and that's where the leader is. The leader isn't this person that stands out here and does this. The leader is within yourself, and really opening you up to do different things. And really to grasp that life moves and grooves in a bolder way, allowing life to say what's going on and how it's done. So where in the world are you staying to attune to everything? And really, it's about everything in life. And my website, again, is www.cowboy-wisdom.com. Email CWBYWSDM. And my Amazon page is www.amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. Again, that's www.amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. And my book, Flow in the Glow, My Visionary I Am, I Forget Me, I'm Free, they're all about opening you up. And how do you approve of me, set me free? And that's the thing. How are you open and willing to set yourself free and expand into being the leader you desire to be? And how do you do that in every way? And how does things really become disenfranchised because you become disenfranchised within yourself? And how does that, the way God made it, to got it, to get it, to move on? And I am Robert A. Wilson, Cowboy Wisdom, hypnotherapist, visionary vital, visionary, innovator, and I with a seminar called Walk in Wisdom. So anyway, I'm going to say goodnight, and may your weekend be as blessed as you are, and we'll see you next week.